Hello, pistoleros! Welcome back to my podcast, episode number 3. Here I am. Rock you like a hurricane. Yes, that's exactly what I'm going to do in the next minutes. Today, I'm going to talk about a topic which is a little bit perhaps deeper than the two previous ones. In the previous ones, I've talked about social circle, how important it is, and regarding approaching women. And also, I talked about the 5 big mistakes of traveling to get laid. Today I'm going a little bit deeper, and I'm going to talk about the importance of eye contact, but also it's irrelevant. Yes, I know it sounds contradictory. It is, but you understand throughout this podcast why I'm going, I'm saying that it's important, but also irrelevant, the thing of making or keeping or holding eye contact. So basically, what is eye contact? Eye contact is to lock eyes with someone, let's say. It's not exactly a human trait or, let's say, an exclusive human trait. Animals do that as well. We know how, for instance, we look at the dog and the dog look at us, or I don't want to talk about other animals like bears or something, but it happens in the animal kingdom as well. But regarding humans, it's a little bit much more complex. It has lots of psychology behind it, and in my opinion, nowadays it's crucial to hold and to make eye contact with people. The first reason why is that it's basically a signal that you are here, you are or there in a specific situation. You are present, you say, I'm here in this exact moment. And this is one of the main problems nowadays, is that people are everywhere, but on the moment. Nah? They are, glued to their phones, they are thinking about their lives, their problems, whatever, and they just live like zombies, going from one place to the other, and then they forget that they are in the moment. And when you are talking to someone specially, or let's say even trivial situations like, saying good afternoon to your neighbor, or giving the cards to enter your gym to the guy who is there, whatever. Many people avoid making eye contact, and in my opinion, it's crucial. At least you show, I'm here, I don't have a problem with my life. Even if you have, doesn't matter in this case, but I'm here, I'm talking to you. I, person A, is talking to the person B, and I'm basically here. And by saying you are present, you will also feel more comfortable with your body. It's not just a question of making eye contact. It's also a question that you are... The whole body is like matched with your actions, with your words, the way you express yourself. And in my opinion, that's fundamental nowadays. As a second reason why it's important to hold eye contact, it's because it basically shows charisma and also personality. If you think about the most charismatic guys or people, or even people with a strong personality, they all make eye contact with people. They don't avoid this act. They just look at people. They are basically unapologetic about it. They just do it because it's a signal that they are there as well, of course, but it's a signal that they have this wave of abundance, and this comes also from charisma, comes also from showing your openness to others. And by being open, you need to be personal, no? And to be personal, you have to look into others people's eyes. And of course, if you don't have charisma, if you just you are hiding in the shadows, you will not look at anybody. So this is one of the most, I would say, characteristics of a charismatic person is that this person looks real into the eyes of the person he's communicating or talking to. Yeah? And of course, it shows personality as well, because if you are a weak being, a person who is unstable, is not sure of him or herself, basically this person will not look into anyone's eyes. If a person is shy, of course, if a person is shy, it's supposedly not charismatic. Charismatic, you have to be a little bit a social being as well. Not necessarily, but in most of the cases. And this means that a charismatic person will always look into someone's eyes. Last but not least, it basically shows you are confident. As I said before, if you are charismatic, obviously you are also confident, and this means you are not afraid of establishing eye contact, because many people are. And regarding us, it shows that you are a real man, yeah? That you are not a beta male, hiding as well. So especially with women, is very important, because it's also a question of frame. It's not just holding eye contact, it's also holding your frame. Sometimes if a lady looks at you, please do not look away and keep looking until she looks away, because it's our role. It's a man's role to be stronger than a woman. And if you look at her really into the eyes, of course, I'm not saying about being a creep and looking like you know, like this glance that you haven't seen anybody else. No, this is... I'm not talking about the needy look. I'm talking about the confident look. And it's looking at someone's eyes, maybe for a couple of seconds. If you are communicating with a person, of course, looking at this person's eyes. And that's it. I also compare this... this confidence, for me, it's in the same level, but it's more related guy to guy. In this case, eye contact can be guy to girl or guy to guy. In this case, I would say confident trait is to give a strong handshake with another guy. For me, these are the two most important characteristics of a real man, a guy who is not afraid, and a guy who communicates with people, who goes to people and look at this person's eyes, and if he's a guy, he gives a real strong handshake. I honestly don't like to give a strong handshake to women, but that's just me. But regarding guys, I like to do it, and to look into this person's eyes as well. Because basically, I don't know, have you noticed how most of the people nowadays cannot look into one another's eyes? They're afraid, they are with their problems in their heads, they are too concentrated on their stupid phones, or basically that is just simply social morons who do to avoid any social interaction. I live in a country, like I live in Germany, fortunately not for so long, but I'm still living here, and it's amazing how people avoid social interactions like this, and they just look away, they don't look into your eyes, and that's really, I don't know, it's so cold, it's so distant, that this bond between people, it's gone if you don't look into anyone's eyes. So basically, to sum up, I think it's especially nowadays in which people are just forgetting that they are humans and that we are basically here to interacting with one another, it's crucial that you make eye contact with everybody. Especially, of course, I'm not saying everybody on the street, but people you are at least communicating a little bit with. But now we go to the second part of this podcast and talking about the reverse of this coin, which is eye contact coming from a girl, yeah? Because guys like us think, okay, if I hold my eye contact with a girl, and if one looks at me, that means she's interested in me. I mean, this is partially true, of course. Eye contact can be a great indicator to evaluate, indeed, whether a girl it's interested on us, whether she'll be a time waster or not. But many guys, including myself, of course, many times. My subconscious mind tricks me a lot of times. So we fall into this fallacy that eye contact is everything. Yeah? So if a girl somehow makes eye contact with me, she likes me. If not, she's simply not interested. And basically what you are doing here, you are relying too much on the other person's perspective. I'm not saying that this is not true. In many cases, it's true. It's much easier as well. You will save time. If a girl is looking at you, even if she's not locking eyes with you, but she looks at you, she gives you this short glance and then she looks away, it means she's interested. But even so, you are not basically thinking about yourself. You are thinking about the other person, which is in the first place already a mistake. I know. I am the first one to admit that, for instance, if a girl, let's say I see a hot girl on the street, in a bus, whatever, and if she's with her headphones, no? Let's say she's with her headphones, glued to her phone, does not give a single glance to me or to anybody, most of the cases. She's just hiding there in a corner, does not take her eyes from her gadgets. Of course, it's almost impossible to start a conversation with her. No? First of all, she's doing that on purpose because she's afraid, or maybe she wants to avoid at any cost any social interaction. She's just having the attention from all the mails she has on her phone. I can understand that. And maybe in these extreme cases, I would say that, yes, it's better to understand an anti-eye contact. If a girl does not look you at all and is totally with her mind away, it does not make sense that, for instance, you're going to approach her. You will scare her away. I don't know. For me, I always blame a little bit girls who are too in their world of headphones and smartphones and whatever. So I don't, even her attitude, for me, it's almost saying everything to me. If a girl is totally into her phone and in her world, I will not approach because most likely she will not be that interesting. But sometimes it's a mistake. It's a mistake thinking like this, no? Because again, this girl can just be having a hard day. She maybe is tired. She has a tough day at work. Whatever. Maybe she's in her world. It's just she's minding her own business, you know. Of course, not considering the girl is a social retard or is just I don't know. It's just a conceited one. She's just minding her own business because I can tell you many times, not many times, but sometimes it happened something quite surprising, which was, do you know this feeling when a girl seems totally conceited, né? She's so stuck up, so I'm the best, I have a golden pussy, whatever. But then, by, I don't know, any circumstance, let's say it happened the other day in the gym, for instance. There was a cute girl, maybe she was a 7, something, let's say. She was not amazing, but she was cute. But she looked so conceited the other days before I had seen her, no? And I thought, this already my thoughts, not this negative thoughts, oh, this bitch, she's just thinking in herself, does not look to anybody, she's just in her world, no? And there was a time I was in a machine, and then she came a little bit with this shy way and came, and I said, oh, so you want to use the machine, huh? And she was like, yes. I mean, she was basically a timid person. You could sense that. She was not so considered as I had thought in the first place. And all these beliefs I had about her changed in this moment, you know? So sometimes a girl does not look at you does not mean that she's not interested in you. I mean, even if she's not interested, she might not be the bitch that you think she is, no? So, in this case, I mean, just as a matter of, just as a, as an advice, do not think so much on the other person's perspective. I think this is quite important, because many times, guys just rely on eye contact, and if the girl does not look at me, well, she's not interested. So what we are doing here, we are basically basing our thoughts in logic, no? And what guys do, that's exactly what guys do. We are logical beings, no? For men, well, if a girl does not look at me, it means she's not interested. If she looks, she's interested. No, what you have to do, and please, it's to simply remove these limiting beliefs. This is one of the most, I would say, harmful limiting beliefs you can have, because it limits everything, especially regarding girls and picking up women. Because nowadays, come on, you have to look around. You have to look around. Girls are not looking at other guys, unless you go to the middle of the mountain in Siberia and the girl sees you and, oh, what is this foreign doing here? I mean, I had these reactions before. 10 years ago, when I used to go to Poland, girls were looking at me like I was the last coke of the desert. But nowadays, it does not happen anymore. But it does not mean that the girls do not have sexual desire, do not get interested in new guys. I know it does not look like, but please remove this limiting belief from your mind. I mean, transform your mindset. And my biggest advice here is that be even delusional. Think that all the girls, I mean, all the attractive girls, no? Otherwise you'll have a problem. All the girls want or will want to have something with you. No? I mean, even if in the end that's not true, who cares? Who cares? Just, I mean, ingrain this mindset in your brain. Anytime you see a girl, anytime you see a hot girl, think that she wants to have sex with you. I mean, who cares? Who cares if it does not work? For instance, just this last weekend, I had another situation in which I fell into the trap of this limiting belief, and I was at a party. There was a girl there who had also performed. She had made a show. A Bulgarian girl, she was quite hot, no? And, I mean, her attitude and her face looked so conceited to me. She was, this girl again, she knows she's hot, she's here among men, like dancing. And I could eventually dance with her, no? I danced once with her. It was actually a nice dance, but it wasn't one of these dances in which you cannot actually establish a deep connection with the other person. Sometimes I have this when I dance with some girls, but most of the cases not, of course. And with this girl, I didn't have, it was a nice dance, a pleasant dance, but I didn't have this deep connection. Eh? And then I noticed her. Sometimes she was waiting, like, she was waiting for, I don't know, for guys to ask her to dance or whatever. And she was, like, totally away. She didn't look at me either. She was not looking at other guys. There was a time I asked her again if she wanted to dance bachata, which is another type of Latin dance, and she said no. It was fuck. Because when a girl says no to me, I totally put her in my blacklist. Nah, if a girl says no, it's strange because she said yes in the first place, but then I thought, well, maybe she didn't like the dance, now she doesn't want to dance with me, what a bitch, she's not looking at anybody, she's just a bitch. Nah? And curiously enough, in the end, I was already with my jacket, I was leaving, and I met her in a hall, and she was the one who started the conversation. She said, hey, you are leaving already? And I was like, yeah, I have to, no? And she said, then we started a little bit playing. She said, so, but you didn't, I don't remember your name. And I was a little bit being playful. I said, no, I didn't tell you my name, actually. Oh, but now you are going to tell me. Now you are going to tell me. And she was making questions. I mean, she was honestly interested. In the end, of course, she was with her dancing group. She was not from my town. I didn't even pick her phone because it, just for the record, if you go to any salsa party, things, most of the cases do not happen like this. I'm having a limiting belief here again, but I mean the bottom line is that she was actually much more interested than I thought. And let's say I hadn't met her in the end, I would have gone home and thought, this bitch, nah, another one, these girls who go to the parties just want the attention thrown at them. And no, she actually approached me and she was nice. I got so surprised and I went home, I was, fuck, why I didn't have this attitude before? And it's just for you guys to understand that sometimes, not always, of course, there are girls who are bitches and are not interested in you. But sometimes it's worthwhile to think that it's actually the opposite. It does not matter whether she's looking at you or not. If she does not look like a social retard, I mean, if she's not totally glued into her phone, not looking at anybody, saying no to making this bitch face, even so, can be worthwhile to approach a girl like this. But okay, but if she's not a social retard and is not looking at you, do not think that she might not be interested in you. As I said, transform your mindset and be delusional. Think that all the girls want to have sex with you. I have a friend who is a little bit like this. It's even annoying because let's say we are in a certain situation and suddenly says, hey, did you see the girl? And I'm like, what? She was looking at me. But all the time. No? It can be quite annoying. But as I said, well, in the end, if that's not true, don't give a fuck. Don't care, because I guarantee you the following. You'll gain much more with this mentality than if you were just going after girls who make contact with you. Huh? If you play safe, you only get the safe results, which are, in most of the cases, scarce. So guys, I hope you enjoyed my podcast and see you next time. Bye-bye.